We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You won't be able to hear this, Brandon, because I haven't set it up yet, but... Little DJ air horn. We'll get the sound effects built in and just don't have them loop back for you yet. So there you go. Welcome in to the Jack Ramsey's live show. I'm your host, Danny Maring, joined by Mr. Brandon Sprague, and it's a good day to be a Blazer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good day.
Oh, we get
the xylophone? Listen,
let's go!
I put a bunch of sound effects in the board, and I'm leery of playing it, but I was going to play a little snippet, My Heart Will Go On. You know what? Let me just play it anyways, just because.
Yes. I'm loving the vibe.
This happens at what time did this come across? 9:05, 9:10 a.m. sometime. I was in the studio at the radio station. I normally am out by that point. Just happened to have a conversation with my boss, and our producer's like, "Hey, Neil's gone." And I go, "What?" Before you know it, I'm like texting people. I'm getting on the air. That was at 9:10 a.m. It's 6:25 as we start the live show, and I'm still in the same mood. I can't believe he's gone. We couldn't have been more wrong on the feel, I guess, but it doesn't matter what we were or we're not. He is gone, and that is the important part of this.
Just a big old solid yeet. I was like,
I'm the yin yang twins.
I was like, you know, I'm gonna be professional about it. And then as the day went on, I was like, fuck him. I'm not gonna go into the personal stuff, but the guy impacted my life. So
he impacted a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see him gone.
And obviously it was worthy of being fired that he impacted so many lives.
So we still don't know, but he was, from all appearances, terminated for cause because the code of conduct that they're citing something. So I would imagine that it's not going to be a thing that goes away for the business side of things anytime soon.
I have a hunch. This is just a hunch. There's zero sourcing, zero effort of sourcing. So take this for a grain of salt. I think that investigation came back and they said, you could probably win a legal argument in this if you want to do it, but you also...
You're going to have to fight it.
You could also just say, okay, move on and keep him. Like, it could be that close. And yesterday, she was in attendance and watched a, what would you say, 40% full Moda Center, watch that team get raced off the court by 31.
And then Chauncey in the post game went, it ain't me, it's y'all.
Yep. And I saw Quick's report this morning that basically his last conversation with Jody and Bert, his indication that, you know, this wasn't coming. And then this morning, the surprise, I think after that last night's game, they knew what the investigation was. They could probably win a legal argument for cause. And they said, yeah, this is awful. This is going the wrong direction. We're done.
I think there's a combination of things at play here. And I don't think it's all Trailblazers related. I think that there's pressure from both the Trailblazers and the Seahawks for big time changes at the very, very top.
Well, there should be, because both fan bases are pissed.
And I think everything kind of came to a head. Have you noticed that over the last week? All the connections, everybody's like, like, that's weird. Both organizations are having the exact same problems. I wonder where that stems from.
Yes.
And it's like, well, you're not cutting the head off the snake, but doing a decent job of it. And here's the thing. Like, I was in my car. I was at the stoplight. And my phone goes off. And I've got notifications turned on for the Blazers for press releases and stuff like that. And I looked down and I saw the little notification, had a little image, and I'm like, that looks like a press release. Let me take a look at that. Why would they send a press release out? And I went, like, you know, that first time you get that phone call back from the girl that you like,
yeah,
it was that feeling in the pit of my stomach.
And she's like, give me your best friend's phone number.
Yeah. And I was like, oh no. Oh, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
And I read like 7 words into it. I knew. And then my phone, bing, bing, ding, bing, ding, 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 text messages, DMs, tweet notifications, and I was like,
"Yep."
It was the Ron Paul gif, man. It was just, it's happening. It was pure insanity. And thank you, Jody Allen, for restoring a modicum of hope. I still want you to steal the team.
Yes, this does not change any of that for me,
but. This, like, I was starting to worry we were getting to, I don't give a shit.
Well,
even if they don't feign giving a shit.
Yes.
So, for today, I will take this, and we started talking about apathy and lack of hope. Today, Brandon, I have had hope all day. Regardless of how shitty they played last night, how awful they have looked at most stretches for this season. Following off of Chauncey's brutal comments last night, that since this morning, I have felt good. I have felt good and refreshed and restored and hopeful. That's insane. Right?
I did a hit in Tucson today, and they were asking me kind of the standard questions. What happened? And how did it get to this point? They got to a question where it was basically like, yeah, but... you know, what do you think about the season so far now that this is happening? And I could have said, well, you know, it's not great. They're not a very good team. Dame's hurt. Ant, their young point guard, is hurt. And it is what it is, right? It's not fun. But I didn't choose that. And I said this today on the radio, and I'm going to say it again here. Take the day. Just enjoy what this was. Because I know everybody's like, Bobby Marks is out here like, trade Dame now, like full blow it up. It's like, bro, go give Boston all your draft picks, okay? you could go a ton of different ways, and I've seen a lot of narratives. To me, though, you need to enjoy this because this was a long time coming. This is 3 years too late, maybe more. And I don't think you're as far away as it looks right now today. And that's the one thing I think we have been hammering on this pod is, I know they don't play great defense. I know it looks lost at times. They're getting their ass kicked a lot. But you really, in this league, when you have a player like Dame, when you have a franchise, all-star, all-NBA guy, you really are a couple moves away from getting right back into it. How long ago was it that we were all wondering aloud, when's Devin Booker going to leave Phoenix?
I believe it was 2 years ago.
I mean, hell, we didn't know what Chris Paul was going to do. It's like, okay. And now
I was skeptical. I was like, he's going to help them. He's going to raise their floor. But like, is it going to really matter? Now, Mikal Bridges turning into maybe like the top 5 defender in the NBA probably pushed that boulder up the hill a little bit further. Yes. Same with DeAndre Ayton.
Yes.
But they put themselves in that position because they.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Took opportunities and made moves.
So instead of focusing on what they don't have, what they're lacking, where they're at, take this news, be joyous about it. And then the next thing is find a replacement, and you know that they're going to make the obvious moves, and we'll see what the restart of the Blazers is going to be this year. This season's long from over. So let's not lose hope. Let's enjoy what this was. This was a big move by them. I still hate them as an ownership group, but at least they pulled this off. At least they got this done.
I love pushing this button. Yeet! You can't hear it, so it's unfortunate.
I can't hear it. What is it?
It's just a yeet. Oh.
I thought it was going to be a...
No, I've got the air horn, too. I've got some Bruce Buffer. Like I said, I've got My Heart Will Go On. I've got some George Michael in here. Like, there's some good stuff in here. Like it's got like 10 rows already. I am the king of sometimes focusing too much on what's coming next. I have not looked at Boston at all. I have not looked at what trades somebody's going to make. I have taken this day. I went down there and I got that MRI at Moda Center. And I joked, like, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to go kiss the Rip City sign. And then I got done and I'm like, I'm going to go kiss the Rip City sign. And I'm going to take a picture of it. And I did.
That was disgusting.
Listen, man, I've had so many things in my body. Listen, it's... Oh, yeah. No. Full intention. It's awful.
Okay. Well, that's
when you've been to 50 different countries, and a lot of them are not great, Bob. Just, it goes. First of all, I saw a couple people pop in here. Clay Wilson just popped up a giant victory sign. Appreciate you. Tyrell, any chance the interim GM makes a trade before we get out of our official GM? Before we get our official GM. I do not believe Joe Cronin is going to make any moves. He's maybe manning some phones and taking some calls, but I would pretty strongly not consider him to be anything more than a caretaker at this point. That was kind of going to be the case. Remember when this first started happening? I started hearing names and news, and everybody kept asking, well, if he's out, who will take the place? This is that next step. But here's the next step beyond that. Brandon, somebody else has got to take the job.
Yep.
The names I have heard so far are Danny Ainge, Mark Eversley, Brent Berry, Tayshaun Prince, and I'm forgetting one because I'm an idiot. Who was the fifth one we have?
The Knicks guy.
Oh, Scott Perry. Thank you.
Scott Perry.
Already hearing that Tayshaun's a no.
Yeah, I saw that he's out.
I think Eversley ends up being the guy.
Okay, so I did some digging on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a few people both around the team. Well, around. Covering the team.
Yes.
And I may have did a little digging with Nike.
Because Mark Eversley is from where before Chicago?
The Swoosh.
There you go. He's a Swoosh bag, and I mean that with enduring praise.
Yes. All of us. Oh, I'm a big Swoosh bag. Yeah. So I asked the Chicago aspect. I said, you know, because Haynes put his name out there. And if you go read the comment section, it is full of Bulls fans going, no.
Yes.
No.
He was instrumental in changing over that team this summer.
So, and I know their GM, Arturo
Karsanovas,
yeah. Is very well respected, does a great job, but he also is kind of on the low, does a really wonderful job for what they want. So I asked about him. I was told that he was the reason they got DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about relationships, and this goes to some of the Nike stuff that I had heard, he got that job based on the relationships with players. He's learning currently from one of the better minds in the NBA of how to actually do the job. And you pair that with the relationship aspect of what the NBA is and catering to people and being able to kind of talk to people the right way and form relationships.
The complete opposite of the previous GM.
Everything I have been told is that this dude is a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would be a very valuable asset,
yes,
because of the relationships he's established and could establish for your franchise.
And here's something to think about from a friendship standpoint. Is DeMar DeRozan one of Damian Lillard's really good friends?
I believe so.
Was he at his wedding?
Oh, I actually don't know who was at the wedding.
He was.
Why do you know that?
Say it.
You went on someone's Instagram Live, didn't you? You were on somebody's Instagram Live.
I know some people that were there, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think a guy who's really good friends with your really good friends is somebody you may or may not want to work with?
Yes.
Do you think a guy who's... Because you're not going to poach a guy who's got a job right now at the top. You're not going to get Arturis right now. You're not going to get Masai. Getting a GM, making those changes in seasons are a problem for specifically this reason, because everybody else is what, Brandon? Employed.
Well, the Perry one's interesting to me because he has the relationship with Chauncey and he's currently the general manager of one of the biggest brands maybe in sports, even if they're not competing at
that
level.
They're still a monster. Bing bong. I mean, you got a couple idiots yelling bing bong and all of a sudden it's a stupid thing all over NBA social media. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Who do you want?
Oh, I mean, look, we can give an opinion on this. I think the tough thing is what kind of power are they going to have? What kind of moves are they going to be allowed to make or not make? What's the relationship with the general manager and this ownership group as long as they currently own it? There's a lot that goes into that, but I'm going to imagine that this move today was made in part thinking not Dame is making this decision, but Dame is going to be a big part of maybe the conversation because
we'll
he has to get along. Yes, yeah. A lot of input. I'm going to go Eversley.
That's where I'm landing with this. The only two guys that are out there right now that currently aren't working for an organization full-time are Danny Ainge and Dennis Lindsay. Dennis Lindsay was not named publicly. So
not yet.
He's not on that list. Perhaps he is.
Yeah.
We'll see. But in asking around, is compensation going to be needed to steal one of these guys away from another organization? Is it going to be cash? Second-round pick? I don't know. Chicago just lost one. Maybe a second-round pick is enough to kind of make that happen. But that's minor details. Well, not minor.
I wouldn't give a shit about a second round pick.
I wouldn't either, because Neil Olshey's not drafting anymore. It's the one thing he did well.
And then he doesn't want to play him or pay him.
And just kind of throw him out. But here's the next step beyond that. If you're looking at the organization, does the next guy have to come in and trade CJ McCollum? Is that a prerequisite?
Yes. Yeah, it has to be done. I don't know what the value is. I don't know if it's Ben Simmons. I don't know if it's role guys. For the sake of the team, to be honest with you, and maybe even the sake of CJ, because CJ's also not had a great year, and I feel like there's a part of CJ. This is everybody the human side of Brandon. Yeah, and I feel like it's a little bit unfair to him, but he probably feels that energy from people of it's over. So I think a fresh start is needed no matter what. I think that has to be a prerequisite.
I'm with you all the way. I think that has to be, but also may force their hand leverage-wise. I saw somebody ask, I can't remember who it was. Let me try and see if I can find it. Joel Perkins asked, why would Eversley leave Chicago so soon? So if you're in the NBA and you want that front desk, there's only 30 of those in the NBA.
Yes.
If you are not a number one, you don't have one of those jobs. Right now, he's a number two to Arturas. When an opportunity comes up, typically you're going to jump at it. That's why he went. I have seen some people, he's building something in Chicago. He's not building something in Chicago. Arturas is building something in Chicago.
Yeah, that Arturas is going to get the most of that credit. Yeah.
Yes. And regardless of how much work Arturas did or didn't do, or how much Mark did or didn't do, it's Arturas' team. That's how that's going to go down. Just this was not, you know, Joe Cronin's team. This is not that's not how this worked.
We don't talk about Michael Jordan and Tex Winter. We talk about Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson.
Yes. So that's why they would, any of these guys that are number twos or number threes, or in Tayshaun's like a number five. I think he's like their, not player personnel director, but like close to that. So he does a lot of like player development. I mean, it might be their player development director. I can't remember what his exact title was. But it's...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. When you saw that Neil Olshey news.
Yeah.
What was your first, like, oh my God, is this real reaction?
Here's the worst part. I thought the minute I'd hear that news in my life, I'd remember the feeling or the moment. I don't think I had one. I was so caught up in the, oh shit. And then it was an instantaneous, my boss going, do you want to go live? And I'm like, yes. And I sat down and I'm looking at my producer. I'm like, I'm going to text Danny. I'm going to text Eric. And I'm, you know what I mean? It was like, I was so into the work part of it, but I'll
say,
didn't
get to live in it.
Yeah. I didn't really get to live in the moment, but I will say, man, once I left the radio station, I was in my car. Like, that's when it hit me. And I felt like a sigh of relief. Like there was 20 pounds on my back and I'm like, oh, thank God, because no matter what this team is currently, this was just the move that had to be made. It's made way too late. I'm pissed he got the summer, but it's
puts him behind the eight ball, which sucks.
It's finally here. It's finally here. The moment happened. That's all that matters right now.
So I saw another question in there. Basically, is there anybody in this group of GMs that you don't want? No. People can say what they want about Ainge, but around the league, Ainge is really well-liked.
Yeah.
Eversley is a guy who's got great relationships. I've never heard anybody say anything sideways about Brent Berry or Tayshaun Prince. Scott Perry, I've got a few sources with the Knicks, but I don't talk to them all that often because it's the Knicks and I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll be plainly honest.
I have no contacts with the Knicks at all. I don't know anybody.
Northeast sports, I genuinely don't care about. So,
because they don't give a shit about you.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's
And by the way, not to interrupt you, but back to one of our listeners' questions. Maybe did you say Joel was his name about the why would he want this job?
Yeah.
I think you said it really well because there's only 30 of them. It's the same reason that if I was a billionaire and the only NBA team available was the Thunder, it's why I'd buy them. And like it's a club. It's an exclusive club, and it's hard to get in that club. So when you get a chance, you have to take it.
Ooh, 20-0, huh, Ducks? Rough.
There is a real weird smell coming from this game, and I can smell it. And it smells like a team that found out their coach is leaving after the game tonight.
I'm just saying. Forrest says, what if Jody decides to save money and go with Cronin? Would he be okay? No. He's not that guy. And then that's fine. It's like there's only so many guys that are – from what I've been told, he doesn't want it. I think that's just – He's cool with what he's been and where he's been. Like, some people don't want to be the face of an organization. That's what comes with being a GM. I had somebody like jokingly say, actually a couple of you monsters, like, Danny, you should be the GM. And I'm like, no. Number one, I don't want to do that. Number two, you don't want somebody like me as the face of an organization because I will step in it probably worse than Neil did.
Yeah.
So there's a thing about this. Jailblazers nowhere says I came here to not think about the Ducks. Come on, guys. I'm not letting y'all off the hook. It's been a good day as a USC. It's been a good damn day as a USC fan. Let me tell you.
I feel for him, man, because Anthony Brown just threw an interception with 8 seconds deep in their own territory. So now Utah's either going to get a field goal or they're going to get a touchdown.
Man, it's.
And they have a quarterback that literally can't throw the football. It's unbelievable. By the way, for Duck fan that's upset about us talking about this, I'm an Oregon State fan, and I'm sitting here watching a Utah defense, and I'm like, oh, you guys couldn't do any of this, like, whatsoever. Oregon just trounced them last weekend.
Yeah, it's such a weird year. Guys, questions, comments, concerns, talk to me. What are you feeling here? I'm seeing it's a lot of just celebratory stuff and a lot of just feel good, and honestly, it's pretty cool.
I think the fans, I went to Stone Creek golf course today, and I just wanted to hit a bucket. I had like an hour. I'm like, I'm going to hit a bucket. Felt good, right? The weather was kind of that crisp, wintry fall vibe. It wasn't raining. I'm like, I'm going to go hit a bucket. I get a bucket, and I know the guy that works in the clubhouse. He sometimes listens to the radio show, and we were talking, and he was like, you know, last night I could have gone to that game. And I kept saying, why do I want to go to this game? And I was like, well, the tickets were cheap. And he goes, yeah, even that didn't make sense to me. And
damn,
I think that's where this was at for a lot of people. And he goes, you know, I never liked that guy. I met him one time. He was an absolute douchebag. And I'm telling you, Danny, I don't think this is just social media. I think a collective, like this was a 100% approval rating move. And I think this team desperately, desperately needed it. And look, they may even beat Boston, because if you told me their attendance goes up Saturday with just excitement and joy that this team
I can tell you right now, I've had probably a dozen people text me or DM me about buying tickets just to support the team tomorrow.
I would go to that game if I could. If I wasn't going to Van Gogh, I would go to that game, and I would want to get hammered and just cheer, because thank you for making the move you should have made. But thank you for making it.
Can I be petty for a second?
Be absolutely petty. Yeah.
I'm pissed we didn't get a fire Olshay chant going.
Yeah, I know. But I think they spoke with their wallets, and that was more important.
I'm wondering how much of an impact that's going to have, or that had on how that played out.
I mean, it's the Allens, man. Why did he stop wanting to pay the luxury tax? Why did he make huge swing changes after the Jailblazer era? It's because people stopped going to games.
It's probably it. This is a good question. Koopa GG asks, is this a lost year for the Blazers? I said this earlier when I was sounding like Darth Vader on your show this morning. It's no longer a lost year.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been. If they let him basically ride, if this somehow strung out until the All-Star break and past the deadline, and they were just this,
mm-hmm.
with one like $3 million move to get under the cap, yes, it would have been a lost year. There is a way to not only salvage this year, but salvage the franchise and salvage the Lillard era.
Yeah.
That's how big this move is, potentially. That's pretty nuts when you think about it.
It's insane.
So I look at this and I go, okay, okay. Shout out to the homie Mike. He asked if Jody Allen, I think this is heavy sarcasm, if Jody Allen would let Russ and Dame walk in the same year.
What do you think?
That would be certainly a way to sell some franchises. All of the intrinsic marketing value, gone.
Yeah.
Something tells me both those guys collectively probably worth $500,000 or $500 million in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, maybe more.
So I want to give credit to one of our good friends in the industry, loves hoops, Eric Gunderson.
Gundy.
Yeah, he does the third eye thing. We pay homage to that on this pod because the Bulls vs. Blazer pod is a brand.
Get your third eye on.
He had a really good third eye today. And it's something that you and I both heard, and I don't know if it really registered, nor did we connect dots. And it was the fact that a couple days ago, remember the report, Dame wanted to go practice, but he went to the Moda Center.
Mm-hmm. Who was that? And Eric, facility?
Right. And Eric made a great observation and said, why would you not go to the, Dame is always at the facility. He is known to be the hardworking guy that goes
sometimes.
And
he doesn't live far away. It is as somebody who's made basically the same drive hundreds of times, it is a much quicker drive from where he lives to the practice facility than from where he lives to the arena.
And also it's just, easier to navigate to the facility, the arena and that area. It's like all that stuff kind of sucks.
Especially around the holidays when it's just pure nightmare fuel.
I thought that was a sneaky good point because I remember hearing that and I was like, oh, he wanted to go shoot at the Moda. And I just didn't connect it in that moment. And Eric said that and I went,
are you kidding me? Eric crossed his legs and elevated just, oh. That's what happened. He just popped up and just had one of these.
Yeah. It's a good point though. And I think that speaks to Dame. Dame doesn't publicly do stuff. But that's maybe a way to speak without speaking.
This is a good question. Just got this one on Twitter from Andrew John. What questions would you ask a new GM if you could be part of the interviews?
That's a great question.
I think the first thing I would want to know is what their plan is realistically. And then I would ask, what's your plan? What would be your best case, worst case scenarios? What are your backup plans? What do you anticipate? And also, I would want them to ask me questions. What are the parameters that I'm operating within? How much autonomy am I going to have? How much commitment financially am I going to have? I think those are the big, big questions. Because here's the thing. Not only is this person that's come in and probably trade CJ, strong likelihood, they also have to get them back under the salary cap. Under the salary cap, under the luxury tax. Yeah. Gaming Mon says, did you all see what Dame said about Neil getting fired on Reddit? Yeah, Damian Lillard did an AMA on Reddit for Gatorade, and he actually did answer, albeit very politically correct answers on Neil Olshay. Basically, hey, it's part of the business kind of a deal. But yeah, it is a thing. Like, it's unfortunate it had to go that way. Yeah, I just... Haas asked, has anyone seen Neil on his burner Twitter account today? Listen, I've got some people that I've been friends with for a very, very long time that are wonderful Twitter sleuths that we're fairly certain we've got his burner locked down. So,
I'll tell you right now, I know we're not going to out it. There's one account that maybe a mutual friend or two of ours... I've talked about it. Yes. And I, it's weird the way it's worded when they tweet, the amount of defense that this person comes to for a certain individual.
Yes.
I don't, you know, I don't have any animosity towards whoever that is, or that's Neil or a real person, but I know one of the accounts that you probably have
that is,
talked about.
Yes, that I am almost certain that that you got that from a mutual friend of ours who me and another friend sleuthed that one out probably like 6-7 years ago. I was like, wow, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That matches up really close to a certain cadence.
Yeah, you read it. You read it in the way that he talks,
and you're like, "Jesus, that's spot on."
it's
a little
that easy. Sometimes.
It's a little too on the nose. And it's like, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, drop the ad. I'm like, no.
I don't want to do that. Just in the chance that it's, you know, this is all just hearsay. There's no evidence of it. It's just
very strong evidence.
I mean, it is literally like they get bounced in round one and it's like, all right, wholesale changes need to come from the GM on down. And it's like, not the general manager. Okay. And then sometimes it ends with a Jace. And then you're kind of like, what's going on here? I'm not Jace.
Yeah, it's. So somebody, damn it, he's fired. Just give us the burner. Just have some fun with it. See if you can find it. Honestly, that's the part of the fun.
I'll tell you this. Well, I don't know if they're. That's the other part. How much interaction or tweeting is that count going to be after this? And if it basically goes dead, we'll know.
Or if it just continues to hammer how great the backcourt is.
Yeah, then you're going to kind of have an idea.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of what it is. Speaking of it is what it is, thank you all so very much. Wanted to do it earlier in the day. I was getting, obviously, scanned and Sprague heads to take care of some other stuff. I do have potentially a guest host for tomorrow night's postgame show because Sprague is going to be out doing things and stuff.
Doing things and stuff, yes.
You like that?
I do like that.
I'm not going to put your business out there. Come on, man. But we will have, they're saying that the burner account is at Brandon Sprague. That tracks.
How do you know that? Yeah, you don't know if this is a Scooby-Doo mask. Maybe I'm Neil O'Shea and I wanted to hear what Danny Meringue had to say.
And it is what it is. And yes, by the way, yes, I did see the Woj stuff. And it was sad.
Oh, he was just dismissed. But don't forget, he had 8 consecutive years of making playoffs.
I couldn't believe it. I can just imagine, please, Woj, tweet it. Like, just, I mean, it was Titanic going down the ship type stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I am efforting a co-host for tomorrow because Brandon will be out, but we will have you for the pre and post. Otherwise, I will go solo if I get left at the altar. Monsters. Again, thank you so very much. We will have the mailbag show on Sunday as well. So get your questions in for that. Listen, if you're ever going to start like dumping your realistic trade questions, this will be a week that we take them.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a week and I'll dive through a bunch of them.
We had a lot of people saying, what's the trade you make? Like, we're going to hold that for the mailbag. We'll get that mailbag on Sunday. Yeah.
I have a reeling suspicion that's where this mailbag is heading pretty heavily. So we'll catch you guys then on the mailbag on Sunday, pre and post tomorrow. I believe we'll go at 5 tomorrow. I'll let you guys know, and then we'll probably go 5 minutes later. But, well, then again, Brandon won't be there, so maybe not.
I'll be here Sunday. We're doing the mailbag Sunday.
This is true. And I will launch the membership stuff tomorrow. That is official. I had to load everything up earlier today, so that'll go up tomorrow, and then once it debuts, I will show you guys all of the cool things, and we will have the live watch parties Tuesday. Tuesday, I think, is when it is, right? Tuesday the 8th?
No, 4, 5,
Wednesday.
6, 7. 7, Tuesday 7, Wednesday the 8th.
Wednesday the 8th, that's the Warriors game. So for that, we will have the watch parties. We're going to try and do it at the same time. Otherwise, we will... Bleak says we reached 5,000 podcast follows. Dan drops the burner. Listen, you get it to 5,000, I'll drop the burner.
Okay.
5,000 subs on the show, I'll drop the burner. No problem.
Quick question, though.
What you got?
Very quick. I know we're going to wrap this. How quick do you think they're going to move this? How quick do they...
2 weeks.
Oh, you think in 2 weeks they're going to have a new general manager?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Are they going to let him be the president of basketball operations too, or are they not going to be a narcissistic douchebag?
No, you name him GM, and then you give him the opportunity to be a narcissistic douchebag, and you use it as a trap. Like, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a fun little one that I love that he gave himself his own new title. Was that the first contract he got? The first renewal?
I think it was the first renewal that he elevated his status from general manager, which... Okay, to president of basketball operations, which is, you just really wanted to call yourself a president, didn't you? You have one of the coolest jobs in life, and you had to just change the title up because that is important.
Yeah, I mean, that all tracks every last bit of it.
It's frustrating, man, because even with the happiness, I also was thinking today, like, could you imagine getting that job in your life? It's a hard job. But you get that job and then you get Damian Lillard. And then instead of saying, oh, I need to be hyper aggressive because I have this guy and he wants to be loyal, you just settled. Like, if he ever gets another shot, he better have learned from this experience. Otherwise,
not get another shot.
Well, he might not, but I'm just saying, like, if he does, you know, there's a loyal boy.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Pass.
All right. We will get out of here on that. Thank you all so very much. Appreciate you. You done too, Dallas? Okay, thank you. You can follow us on social media at Danny Marang, at Brandon Sprague, at Jacked Ramsey's. Submit questions to the show, jackedramseys@gmail.com, or you can DM them to me or to the Jacked Ramsey's account. I check them before we do every mailbag pod. We will be live tomorrow at 5 for the pregame and then go whenever for the postgame. Maybe I'll try and grab one of the Celtics guys that are in town. Get a little Ainge talk before.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
We'll see what I can do. I know a couple of the guys that cover the team still. So
hit up a little Abby Chin up.
Oh, that's
Abby's great. Abby's really nice. And if you have her contact, she's usually pretty good at getting back to you.
Good call. I don't know if she's traveling, but.
I don't think she's traveling.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Make something happen.
Sorry, I'm missing the one show.
How dare you?
I actually legitimately do feel bad, but I'll be there Sunday.
I kind of want to make you feel bad, but like not actually feel bad, but just get really close to it.
Okay,
that's cool. Everybody, sit the phone. Just shout out Dallas. You hear that? Here, come here. No,
I gotta be honest. Fine. You reminded the name of your dog. It reminds me of that Christmas movie with Vince Vaughn. Four Christmases.
Oh, right.
His brothers are named after the cities they were conceived in. It's like Denver, Dallas, and what is it, Orlando or something.
God. We'll get out of there on that. Thank you all so, so, so very much. You all have a wonderful Neil Olshay-free night. Hope has restored.
Neil's gone, baby.
Feels good. Feels good. Snorse break. All right, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. At least I will. Brandon's abandoning the podcast and the show. So we'll bring him back.